Recorded Books presents The Dead Cattail Assassins by P. Jelly Clark. Narrated by Lynette R. Freeman. Dedication for the culture. Chapter 1. The Dead Cattail Assassins are not cats, nor do they have tails, but they are most assuredly dead. The red script leapt out to Aveen, etched in cursive onto the plain brown card she held between a thumb and forefinger. After speaking the words aloud, she repeated them in her head twice again, trying not to snicker. She failed. Her laughter chortled into a snort that burst from her lips and nostrils like a thing seeking escape. The other patrons in the posh eatery, swiveled stiff necks fitted into well-stitched finery, to glare disapprovingly.
"It's not supposed to be funny,"
Finnis remarked. He sat across from her, his ginger eyebrows furrowing at her reaction.
"No. It was absolutely ridiculous," she wanted to say, until she noticed the crimson splotching his cheeks. She wasn't normally one to be concerned about feelings, but the man had a face like a baby, with big liquid eyes and cheeks that aunties and grandmothers would travel to pinch and wiggle. Who wanted to make all that upset?
Did you write this?" He nodded, going more crimson.
Crimsoner?
Yes, he was going crimsoner.
"Oh, well then,
He sighed.
"Just turn it over."
She flipped the card. "Oh, look, more words. The Dead Cattail Assassins. Skilled. Discreet. Professional. Here for your most pressing needs." Aveen glanced back up at Finnis, an expectant cherub with a curly ginger halo.
"Stop looking at me like that. I'm doing my best here. What are we supposed to do with these again?"
She motioned to the stack on the table.
"They're calling cards," he said, far too pleased with himself. "After you and the gang finish your job, you can leave them about. A way to drum up business."
She held up a finger. "First, stop calling us a gang. We're not street toughs with matching haircuts. We're a guild of hired killers." Another finger. "Second, what makes you think that the employers of someone we ship will want us doing more shipping on their behalf?"
"In this city," he replied, "there's always business for that sort of business."
"Well," Aveen admitted, "he had a point." Talabisi was a port city on the western peninsula. It was claimed more trade passed through here than through the three largest similar ports on the continent combined. Silk and textiles from inland Vosh, rum and blue spice from the Baleen Archipelago, magic-rich minerals and ores mined in far-off eastern Gulat, even wonders from the mechanical city of Cones. Goods flowed through Talabisi as readily as the gold and silver such trade generated, and where there was wealth, there were people to fight over it, business competitors, feuding mobsters, games of vendetta among the powerful who controlled the city, and more. Work, her kind of work, was ever booming. Aveen tossed the card onto the table.
"You ran this by Basima?"
Finnis nodded.
"She was quite amenable to the idea."
"I bet." Basima was as hard as tempered steel, which is what you'd expect from a guild boss of assassins. But she had a soft spot for Finnis, who she'd hired to handle the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?